Welcome to the Single to Soulmate podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and guidance on the path to finding true love. I'm your host, Tanya Alberti, a spiritual relationship and manifestation coach, here to help support you on your journey towards attracting a soul-aligned partnership. Each week, we'll explore powerful insights, practical tips, and transformative techniques that will empower you to create the love life you've always dreamed of. Are you tired of feeling stuck in your love life? Do you long for a deep and meaningful connection with a partner who truly understands and supports you? Well, you're in the right place. The Single to Soulmate podcast is designed specifically for those who are ready to break free from old patterns, heal their hearts, and manifest a soulmate relationship. And as your guide on this journey, I'll be sharing my years of experience and expertise in the realms of spiritual growth, personal development, and conscious manifestation. I'll help you tap into your intuitive awareness, embrace your authenticity, and show up as your best and highest self. Together, we'll delve into the power of self-love, healing from past wounds, and harnessing the principles of manifestation to attract the love you desire. Each episode of the Single to Soulmate podcast is carefully crafted to provide you with actionable insights and practical strategies. You'll gain valuable tools to navigate the challenges of modern dating, enhance your communication skills, and cultivate a deep soul-level intimacy with your partner. We'll explore topics like setting healthy boundaries, building self-confidence, and trusting your intuition in matters of the heart. So whether you're single in a new relationship or just navigating the complexities of a long-term partnership, this podcast is your trusted companion. You'll find inspiration, motivation, and guidance to support you on your quest for love. Together, we'll transform your relationship with yourself and others, creating a foundation of love, trust, and mutual growth. So if you're ready to embark on a transformative journey towards finding your soulmate, make sure to hit that subscribe button and join me every week on the Single to Soulmate podcast. Together, we'll unlock the secrets to attracting a love that aligns with your truest self. Get ready to manifest the relationship of your dreams. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I think you will all find valuable. So for those of you who don't know me, welcome to the Single to Soulmate podcast. My name is Tanya Alberti. I'm an intuition and a manifestation coach. I help women break free from the cycle of painful relationship experiences and learn how to use their intuition so they can get in soul alignment and manifest that happily ever after they're looking for. So on the Single to Soulmate podcast, we explore the journey of going from single to attracting and manifesting that soulmate partnership that you want. So I'm your host again, Tanya Alberti, and today we'll be diving into a topic that I feel that many of you can probably relate to. And this is the world of online dating. I know, collective groan. But specifically, how do you embrace the challenges and the frustrations of online dating in order to manifest your ideal partner using the law of attraction and your intuition? So let's get into it. I know, I'm going to say it right now. I know for all of those of you who are listening, online dating can be awful. It can be awful. Can feel like a never-ending cycle of swiping, of messaging, and disappointing encounters, blah, 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 the whole nine yards, the catfishing. God, don't even get me started. But what if I told you that these challenges are actually an opportunity for growth, for self-discovery, and for alignment with your soulmate? Now, just hear me out. So, today, my purpose for this episode is because I want to share with you some really empowering techniques and insights that will help you navigate the world of online dating with grace and manifest the love you truly desire. So first and foremost, it's really important to remember that the law of attraction operates based on the energy that you're putting out in the world. And it is always working. So it's not like one day you're like, oh, I'm going to work to manifest this. No, you're always manifesting. You are always creating your reality. So if you approach online dating with a negative mindset or belief, you know, that's an arduous task, that you're inadvertently attracting more of the same, right? So your intention actually doing it to yourself, even though you don't realize you are. So
How do you shift your perspective and embrace the suck, so to speak? I find that one of the most powerful things you can do is to practice gratitude and to reframe your experience. So, what does that mean? So, instead of focusing on the disappointments and the setbacks, shift your attention to the lessons and the blessings that each of these experiences could possibly bring you. So, every interaction, no matter how challenging, is really an opportunity for growth and self-awareness. So, embrace the suck by viewing it really as a necessary part of your journey towards finding your soulmate. Now, this is because honestly, the more you experience, the more you find contrast, the things that you don't want, the more it hones your clarity for what you do desire. And once you get more clear about what you desire, you're like sending that vibration out to the universe in super clear frequency, as opposed to dwelling on the, oh, this sucks. I don't like this. I don't want this. However, if you take that and reframe it in a way that's like, okay, this is just contrast. It's just an experience of what I don't want. But if we don't know what we don't want, we don't know what we do want. So the contrast is really important to be there, right? So just keep that in mind. Reframe, be grateful. Another key aspect of manifesting your ideal partner is really trusting your intuition. Online dating, I know, can feel overwhelming because, especially if you're on multiple profiles, because there is a sea of a million people out there with countless profiles, countless options. But deep inside of you, you have inner wisdom. You have intuition that holds that wisdom that guides you to the right connections. So really take a moment of stillness and listen to that inner voice. Trust the nudges, trust your gut feelings that arise, and really engage in conversations with people so that you can get an energetic read on them and make good choices. Your intuition is really your compass to the online dating world. Excuse me. That being said, because so many people struggle with this, I'm going to pause here and interrupt this episode for a minute and invite you to get on the wait list for a new offer I have. It's called the Intuition Code, Harnessing Your Inner Wisdom to Find Real Love. And essentially, what I'm going to be doing is teaching people the how to break into really trusting themselves, really getting in touch with their inner voice, really getting clear about what they desire so they can call in and manifest that perfect person for them. But really honing the intuition is a key factor in this. So that's the how. And a lot of people just don't know how to do that. So I'm going to be teaching you that. And if you're interested, this is a pilot program. It's brand new. I've never taught this before. If you're interested in learning how to do this and you're interested in joining me, and it's going to be of a small group. So I'm only taking 20 people, first and foremost, because of the fact that it's a new test group. I'm just going to see how it goes. So if you're interested, it's going to be at a really discounted rate. So reach out. I'll put the link down below where you can register for the wait list. So that being said, moving on. Alongside of intuition, visualizing and manifestation techniques can be really powerful tools to attract your soulmate. So take time to envision the qualities, the experiences, the dynamics you desire in your ideal partner. So a lot of people are like, oh, I can't visualize. I can't visualize. That's okay. You don't have to like see perfect pictures in your mind. Daydream. Feel like what it would feel like. Get into your body. Feel the emotions. Feel the experience of it. What would it be like? What would you be doing? Would you be holding hands? Would you be having romantic dinners? Would you be sitting on the couch snuggling? Create these mental images because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. And your subconscious mind is what is constantly like putting that vibration out because those are your beliefs, right? And when you load your subconscious mind with images of what you want, your mind will constantly seek opportunities for that. And then when you do meet people in your online dating, your mind, you will automatically resonate with the people who fit that mold. Okay. So it's all vibration, it's all energy. So take the time to create a detailed mental picture of that dream relationship and immerse yourself in those emotions of already having it. As you navigate the world of online dating, hold that vision close to your heart, radiate that energy of love, of confidence, and of alignment. And I promise you, you are vibrationally just sending waves of signals out to the universe. So also, here's the other thing. This is part of embracing the suck. Recognizing that online dating is a tool. It is a means to an end. It is not the destination. Okay. So stay connected to your higher purpose, the deep longing for soul aligned partnership. You need to keep that in mind and you need to hold that vision, because and that's what I'm saying. If you want that soulmate lifetime love, if you just are dating, then who cares, right? Go out with as many people as you want, do whatever you want. But this is for those of you who are looking to like really find that lifetime love. So cultivate a mindset that recognizes the possibilities and the synchronicities that can arise through online platforms. You'll be amazed, right? Watch for the signs, listen for the signs, watch for the messages. The universe is always working behind the scenes and is always sending us signals to guide us and lead us, orchestrating connections and experiences that will lead us to that perfect person. So lastly, I think I'd really like to emphasize some things that people, I know you're going to roll your eyes, but self-care and self-love. This is really super important. When you're going through this online dating journey, embrace the suck, yes, but make yourself a priority. Take breaks when you need to. Set boundaries for how long you're going to be swiping apps, you know, make time for your friends, make time to get out in nature, make time to do things with your family, engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, because nurturing your own well-being allows you to approach online dating from a place of abundance and wholeness rather than desperation and neediness. And that is a vibration. Desperation and neediness is going to drive everything away. I'm just telling you right now. So by cultivating really good self-care practices, self-love practices, spending time in your spiritual practice, spending time with family and friends, doing things that light you up, that energize you, that excite you, that you love to do, following your joy, elevates your vibration. It like I said, everything is vibration. So are you pushing people or are you pulling people towards you? So all that into consideration, just as I wrap up for today, I want to really remind you that online dating is a process. It is a stepping stone. That is all it is. It's a stepping stone towards your soulmate. So embrace the suck, embrace the awfulness by just kind of seeing it. Excuse me, by seeing it as an opportunity for growth. Really trusting your intuition and practicing those manifestation techniques, stay aligned with your vision, radiate love, and embody the qualities you are seeking in an aligned partner, because we attract what we are, not just what we desire. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Single with Soulmate. Please remember that journey is not just about finding love, but it's about discovering and becoming the best version of yourself. So stay tuned for more empowering episodes as we explore the path to manifesting your soulmate love. Until next time, trust the process and keep on manifesting.
Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Single to Soulmate. I hope the insights and guidance shared here have been valuable to you on your journey towards deep and fulfilling love. But it doesn't have to end here. Let's expand and deepen our connection beyond the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at @IAM_TanyaAlberti, where I share daily tips and techniques for tapping into your intuition, connecting to your soul and divine guidance, manifestation, healing the heart, and calling in your sacred union. It's a space where we delve into conscious relationships and all the transformative elements that contribute to creating soul-aligned partnerships. I also invite you to join my vibrant Facebook community, The Relationship Revolution, co-creating conscious connections. Now, this is not just a place for random posts or memes about being single. It is a community based on vibrational resonance for those who really desire to shift what's holding them back from truly connecting on a soul level with their perfect person. So whether you're single or already partnered, this community is for you. In the group, I host twice weekly live teachings, provide workbooks, PDFs, meditations, and a whole library of resources to support your journey to love. You'll find the link to join in the show notes. Now, if you found value in the Single to Soulmate podcast, I would deeply appreciate your support. Please take a moment to leave a review. Your feedback not only helps me improve, but it also assists me in reaching more individuals who are seeking guidance and inspiration on their own love journey. Thank you for being a part of my growing community. Remember, love is your birthright, and your soul-aligned connection is waiting for you. Stay committed to your journey and remain open to the infinite possibilities. Until next time, keep shining your light and embracing the love that is meant for you.